When Wall Street hit the skids in 2008, it was Main Street that largely paid the price. And Andrew Metrick, professor of finance at the Yale School of Management, says one reason is that regulators weren't looking in all the right places in the years before the crash.
When we would regulate financial institutions, we would do it in a way that was called microprudential. We would look at the individual institutions and make sure that they were, on a one-off basis, just themselves, safe. And what we learned in the financial crisis was that the interconnections between institutions were a lot more important than we thought.
Now, instead of that microprudential approach to regulation, Metrick wants the focus to become macroprudential. In other words, examining all of those interconnections in the financial web, as well as the way that overall fiscal and monetary policy affects the health of financial institutions.
But nobody really knows how to do it or has been trained to do it, and the academic literature on itself is fairly young. And so our new program on financial stability at Yale aims to fill that gap.
Metrick says despite the fact that no one's addressed this yet in academia, he's not short of source material as he goes about designing Yale's new program.
The nice thing about a huge financial disaster is that there are very few nice things, but one nice thing is that there's a lot of investigations that come out of it. And from those investigations, many reports get published that have a lot of detailed information about what went wrong. So we're a little bit like the FAA after an air disaster, picking through the wreckage to try to figure out what happened.
Next summer, Yale hopes to host about a dozen keen minds from the world of regulation. That summit will aim to find out how to incorporate the latest thinking and academic discoveries about the discipline into current practice.
We're in contact with major regulatory agencies, central banks, and financial market regulators to send us really up-and-coming PhD economists from their organization that they expect will be playing an important role in financial stability issues.
Of course, no one welcomes a visit from the regulators, and it isn't so long ago that Wall Street was arguing the case for a lighter and lighter regulatory touch. So is the need for more regulation now a settled question? Metrick says there is wide acceptance of the need for the macroprudential approach.
Those things everyone recognizes we need to pay attention to now, just how significant of a constraints we should put on financial institutions, that's subject to a lot of debate.
For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones.